Hi, this is Nelson again for Video Games and Bible Live. It is so great to be with you again after a long, long absence. As you've probably seen, we've been doing a lot of reviews lately, showing some of the other gaming options available besides the huge, monolithic, seemingly family-friendly franchises, such as Mario, Skylanders, Sly Cooper, etc. And even when we're showing you these other options, we're also showing you what potential concerns you might have with them as a Christian gamer, a Christian family. But even though we've been doing a lot of reviews lately, it does not mean that the other subjects we discuss, the other types of things we do, such as Mario and the Bible and Video Games and Bible Live, that has not been forgotten. It's just reviews are what God has bringing along quite a bit of right now, and so we're just continuing to try to follow God and where He is leading video games in the Bible. So, moving on, for the month of June, it was announced that Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time, the newest entry in the Sly Cooper series, which Sly Cooper, Jax and Daxter, and Ratchet and Clank, those were the three exclusive franchises that really built PlayStation, that PlayStation was founded upon back in the old PlayStation 2 days. So, the newest entry in the Sly Cooper series, Sly Cooper Thieves in Time, is being offered completely free to members of PlayStation Plus. And even though that's a great deal and all, you know, you can't get any better than free. Before we download the game, let's see what the Bible has to say about it. Welcome to Video Games and Bible Live, episode number 11, Sly Cooper and the Bible. Sly Cooper is the raccoon thief hero of the Sly Cooper series. In fact, he comes from a long line of thieves. As he says in Sly Cooper Thieves in Time, it's the family business. In fact, his family line has been so dedicated to the pursuit of thievery and wealth that his ancestor Henriet Cooper could smell gold. 1 Timothy 6, 9-10. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Pierced themselves through with many sorrows. This phrase applies to Sly Cooper in a number of ways. His parents were murdered due to their involvement in illegal activities, and one of his best friends, the Turtle Bentley, has his legs crushed as a result of being part of Sly Cooper's gang. Despite this, Sly Cooper is not ashamed of the fact that he's a thief. In fact, he brags about it. Here are some quotes. "There's no honor, no challenge, no fun in stealing from ordinary people. You rip off a master criminal, then you know you're a master thief. You're only half right. I'm a thief from a long line of master thieves. Whereas you, you're just a frustrated fireworks artist turned homicidal pyromaniac. Crime? I haven't stolen anything. Yet." Psalm 62:10. "Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them." Proverbs 16:5. "Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished." In the course of his numerous heists, Sly Cooper is required to steal from and kill his enemies. A little bit of what the Bible has to say about that. Of course, we see the Bible tells us not to steal and kill in the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20:15 and 20:13, "Thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not kill." However, the consequences of being a thief in the Bible go much deeper. A thief cannot go to heaven. 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10. "Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." There is a curse upon thieves. Zechariah 5, 3-4. "Then said he unto me, This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off as on this side according to it, and everyone that sweareth shall be cut off, as on that side according to it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. And it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it with the timber thereof, and the stones thereof. Being a thief hinders God's healing influence in a person's life, or nation's life, in the case of Israel. Hosea 7:1-2. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. For they commit falsehood, and the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. And they consider not in their hearts, that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about. They are before my face. Evidence that the iniquity of thieves, among others, is before God's face, is in Ezekiel 22:29-31. The people of the land have used oppression, and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and needy, yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them, that should make up the hedge, and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them, I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. In Sly Cooper, Thievius Raccoonus, Sly is described as a cunning, devious, thievius raccoonus. Ephesians 4:14, that we henceforth be no more children. It's interesting that this is a game that is primarily for children, a family-friendly audience. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. In Sly 2, Band of Thieves, and Sly Cooper, Thieves in Time, you can steal special items called treasures. Proverbs 21:6-7. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue, which Sly Cooper uses very often, is a vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. Now, in the previous verses, we're seeing a lot about destruction, curses even being on the heads of those who commit robbery, theft, who steal. But did you know there's also consequences to those who are not only assistants, but even companions of thieves? In Sly Cooper's case, the Cooper gang originally consisted of Sly, the leader, Bentley, the turtle friend who had his legs crushed, and Murray, a giant pink hippo. Since meeting Sly in their childhoods, Bentley and Murray have assisted him in all of his thefts to date. Proverbs 29:24, whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing and bewrayeth it not. Psalm 50:16-18. But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and casteth my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and hast by him partaker with adulterers. And before we take a break, I just want to note the verse that comes later on in that chapter, Psalm 50:16-18, where it said, when thou sawest a thief, thou consentest with him. Psalm 50:21, these things hast thou done, and I kept silence, I is God. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for Elements of Another Jesus and Devilry in the Sly Cooper series after the break. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be right back with more Video Games and the Bible Live. Alright, we're back with more Video Games and the Bible Live. In the previous section, we looked at where the Bible speaks about thievery and why it's important, what are the consequences for theft, for stealing, for disobeying that commandment and living the life of a thief. Now we'll just be looking at Elements of Another Jesus in the series and why that is important as well. Now you might wonder, why is it that in almost every broadcast, every article, there's something about another Jesus? Well, let's go back to the verse. The verse is 2 Corinthians 11, 3-4, which introduces the concept of another Jesus, another gospel, another spirit. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. So the idea we're being presented here is that Paul is warning the Corinthians against the devil creating something that is so close to the original, a counterfeit Jesus, another spirit, another gospel, which is so close to the original that we are deceived and ultimately led away from Christ. Now, is the elements of another Jesus and Sly Cooper going to lead you away from Jesus Christ? Being completely serious here, most likely not. But you have to remember that when we see another Jesus, we aren't just dealing with another Jesus, an unbiblical concept in and of itself, where something is mimicking Christ. We're also dealing with the spirit behind it, which is the subtlety of Satan, which created all of this in the first place. So that's why when we see a video game with what might be a seemingly negligible moral issue, whether large or small, whether magic or thievery, we also see elements of another Jesus because it's the same spirit pervading the game. You got the moral issue, you've also got another Jesus because it's the same spirit behind it all. So, moving on, elements of another spirit in Sly Cooper, some powers and abilities that Sly Cooper wields as only God can. Invisibility. In Sly Cooper, it is known as shadow power. That will become important later on, especially as we learn more about the power. We first learn about this power in the video game, the first Sly Cooper video game, Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus. The Thievius Raccoonus is a book passed down through Sly's family for generations, which chronicles all the abilities and tricks used by his family for generations in their family business. And apparently shadow power, the power of invisibility, is learned from his Egyptian ancestor, Tutankhamun Cooper the First, and his Egyptian ancestor showing him the shadow power that will become very important later. So from Sly Cooper 1 onward to Sly Cooper 2 and 3, this is a power that Sly Cooper acquires from the experience of his Egyptian forefather. So one of the most clear scriptures on invisibility in the Bible is a very interesting passage from Job. Job was talking about his experiences with God in Job 23:8-9. He says, "Behold, I go forward, but he, God, is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him." Another one is Isaiah 45:15. "Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior." So God, of course, is and can be invisible. But the shadow power part gets really interesting, because if we go to Isaiah 30:1-3, we actually learn about the shadow of Egypt and about the power of the shadow of Egypt and what God has to say about it. Isaiah 30:1-3, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord. They take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. That walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt." In fact, an interesting note, at the end of Sly Cooper Thieves in Time, the game that is being offered for free this month, we find that Sly Cooper wakes up in the middle of what looks like the Egyptian desert, setting up the next game. Moving on, Isaiah 33, the last verse in this passage. "Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion." Stun. Sly Cooper has a power where he can emit this flash that blinds his enemies and freezes them in their tracks. Exodus 4:11. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who maketh the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? 2 Kings 6:18. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. Now, the flip side of that equation is that God can also heal the blind, which is something Sly Cooper cannot do. Psalm 146, 8. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Luke 7:21. And in that same hour he, Jesus, cured many of the infirmities and in plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind he gave sight. The time rush ability allows Sly Cooper to speed up time, and the thief reflexes ability allows Sly Cooper to slow down time. Daniel 2:21, and he changeth the times and the seasons, he being God. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. Now, Rage Bomb and the Insanity Strike, two more of Sly's abilities, and Murray, the pink hippo I spoke about earlier, one of Sly's companions, later learns Insanity Strike as well. And these two powers have basically the same effect. They can both strike the enemies and either enrage them or drive them into insanity and cause them to attack each other. Now, the word insanity is not found in the Bible. However, the word madness is. Deuteronomy 28:28. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Zechariah 12:4. And that day, saith the Lord, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. And I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the people with blindness. Voltage attack allows Sly Cooper to electrify Cain and kill enemies in one hit. The lightning spin basically does the same thing, only Sly Cooper spins while doing it. Psalm 18:13-14. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Psalm 144:6. Cast forth lightning and scatter them, shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Finally, silent obliteration allows Sly to take out an unaware enemy with a tornado. Jeremiah 30:23. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. Nahum 2:3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. So here we've got thievery. We see the curse upon thieves, upon those who are companions of thieves. We've got another Jesus, and to top it all off, the devil himself is portrayed as a thief as well. John 10:9-10. I, Jesus, am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, and Sly Cooper does every single one of these things. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So, to recap, despite a very charming cartoon exterior and, admittedly, very jazzy soundtrack, Sly Cooper has elements of another Jesus. The devil himself is portrayed as a thief, and there is also a very significant curse placed upon thieves as well. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and for supporting Video Games in the Bible. God bless you all. Until next time, goodbye.